Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God. Believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold, Isaiah 55, he won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Certainly grateful this evening, praise God, hallelujah, for God being God all by himself. Glory to God, hallelujah. We give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We want to welcome everybody who tuned in, everybody that has called in tonight, amen, to Wednesday night Bible study, amen. Care Church Incorporated is in the building where we are concerned about reaching everybody. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. We ain't trying to leave nobody behind. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. We just give God the glory, the honor, and the praise on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to be filling in for the pastor once again. I'm Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. Thank y'all for tuning in and calling in on tonight. Praise God. Before we go any further, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for you being God all by yourself. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you don't need no help. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we just want to lift your name up high and holy. We want to magnify you on today because you are worthy to be praised, Lord. We ask that you lead and guide us through your word on tonight. Enlighten us with your revelation on tonight, Lord. And we thank you once again, and we praise you. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on tonight. And once again, we praise you, we magnify you, and we love you, Lord. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, we give God the honor and the praise on today. Hallelujah. Before we get started with the lesson tonight, amen. Praise God. Does anybody have a testimony or a prayer request? Hallelujah. Before we go any further, glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Well, bless God on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank you for all of y'all that tuned in and called in on tonight. Praise God. Tonight, hallelujah, we are going to be talking about, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, the knowledge that we are missing. Praise God. The knowledge that we are missing to handle sin. Praise God. The knowledge that we are missing to handle, glory to God, hallelujah, sin on tonight. I want to start off in the book of Hosea. Praise God. Now, I normally don't jump around like this, but that's the way the Lord gave it to me today. Praise God. We're going to start off in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6 is going to be, I guess you want to call it our startup verse on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. And I'm reading under the King James Version. Glory to God. And it reads, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." Glory to God. We're going to start off there. Hallelujah. Amen. My people are destroyed. One version says my people perish. Hallelujah. For lack of knowledge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we all hear a lot of people say that. That first part, hallelujah, because it's an emphasis in there. So this is two sentences put together, glory to God, between knowledge and because. So he says, amen, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And when we hear that part, we assume, a lot of us assume from that part, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. A lot of us assume, glory to God, hallelujah,
that we don't, the knowledge isn't ready available to us. Praise God. We assume that something's being hidden from us and we don't have access to this knowledge. Glory to God. But when we read further, it says, because thou has rejected knowledge. And then there's a comma, so he paused. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pause. He said, you have rejected knowledge. So it's not that the knowledge wasn't available to you. It's not that you weren't told the knowledge. Let me put it that way. Maybe you wasn't told the knowledge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's not what the Lord is saying. That's not what Hosea, the prophet, is saying in this passage. He's saying you had access to the knowledge. Not only did you have access to it, amen, it was told to you. Amen. Praise God. You might have read it yourself. You might have heard somebody say it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But in the end of the day, he says, because thou hast rejected the knowledge. Glory to God. So it's not that you didn't have the knowledge available. It's just that when the knowledge was given to you, you rejected it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we hear this a lot. Amen. In the church. Praise God. We ain't going to talk about the world. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about the church. Glory to God. Because a lot of in the church, we always say, my mama taught me this. My daddy taught me this. I learned this from my uncle. Hallelujah. My cousin taught me this. Glory to God. Grown men. Hallelujah. I remember when my father died. Glory to God. At the funeral, amen, a bunch of grown men, hallelujah, was talking about what they daddy told them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, what your daddy told you does not coincide with what God told you. Praise God, then you need to delete what your daddy told you. Hallelujah, praise God. That means what your daddy told you is unproductive if it goes against what the word of God says. Hallelujah, praise God. So then he says, I will also reject thee. Since you don't want to hear the knowledge, I'm going to reject you. Now, a lot of people look at this like God's going to turn you away. Hallelujah. Like he's not going to accept you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when we put it into the context that the writer is saying, praise God, if you don't have the knowledge, if you don't act on the knowledge, praise God, how can your life, amen, be blessed? Praise God. So the truth is, amen, even though the Bible, God is saying, I will reject you, you are really rejecting yourself from the fold. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are really rejecting yourself from the fold because you refuse the knowledge that was given to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then he says, and thou shalt be no priest to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thou shalt be no priest to me. In other words, amen, you won't be able to speak for me. You won't be able to represent me, praise God. You won't be able to shepherd over the people, amen, much less your household, because you have rejected the knowledge that God attempted to give you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you want to go with what the status quo is. Praise God. You want to go with what mama said, what daddy said, granny said this. Praise God. Hallelujah. But what does God say about that same subject? Praise God. Hallelujah. And then he says there's another ampersand. So this was, once again, it's two sentences being put together. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. Since you forgot the law of God. Since you forgot, hallelujah, amen, what God, amen, put in you, what God taught you. Praise God. The fundamentals, the foundation of what we call Christianity. In this context is Judaism. Hallelujah, amen. But whatever a religious background it is, he say you don't forgot all about it. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And he says, because of that, in the last part he says, because thou hast seen, thou hast forgotten the law of God, of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Praise God. And I had somebody say, now, Elder, this don't sound right. Well, why would God punish my children for something I did? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, you're taking it out of context. praise God, because you rejected the law of God, because you rejected the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. You're not teaching your children, hallelujah, the knowledge of God. You're not teaching your children, hallelujah, the law of thy God. Hallelujah. Therefore, you have started a generational curse. Praise God. Now, you can blame other people. You can blame the devil. We love blaming the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. But because you rejected the knowledge of God, now you have implemented a generational curse in your family because they don't have the knowledge. Hallelujah. So since they don't have the knowledge, praise God, they're going to operate outside of the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And they will not be blessed. The Bible says, I believe in the book of Deuteronomy, if you do good, I will bless you. If you do evil, I will curse you. If you're outside of the knowledge and the wisdom of thy God, hallelujah, then praise God, you are passing down that same ungodly wisdom, ungodly knowledge to your children, praise God, and you have personally implemented, hallelujah, a generational curse. Hallelujah. Now, what if you are already in this? What if mama ain't teach me nothing about the Bible, elders, God didn't know nothing about God? Praise God. Then it's in your hands. You are the person, hallelujah, that can reverse this generational curse that's on your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. How? Simply by what? Studying, amen, the word of God and beginning to live by his righteousness. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Praise God, because we're seeking mama righteousness. We're seeking daddy righteousness. Praise God, hallelujah. We're seeking our husband and wife righteousness. Hallelujah, amen. Our friends, because we want to be liked. Glory to God. So instead of going with what God told you, you go against it. Praise God, hallelujah. But God is saying, amen, if you have been taught this, if you tuned in and you didn't know, praise God, if you're watching and you didn't know, he says, this is our, this is, when we go back up, he says, you rejected the knowledge. God say, I'm here to give you the knowledge on today. Praise God. And if you receive that knowledge and don't reject that knowledge, begin a generational blessing over you, your family, and your household. Praise God. That means generations after you dead and gone, after you are back to the dust. Praise God. Hallelujah. That means that generational blessing will still be intact because you started it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you implemented it and you passed it down to your children. And what are your children going to do? Pass it down to their children. Hallelujah. And on the opposite side of the spectrum, those of you that have rejected or will choose to reject the knowledge of God, praise God, you will pass down that generational curse onto your children and your children's children's children. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Until somebody decides, I am going to receive the knowledge of God, hallelujah, and I'm going to reverse this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I wanted to start off with that verse. The Lord said, start off with that verse. Amen. Hallelujah. To understand, they used to say something in the world, knowledge is power. Glory to God. And they got that from the Bible. You know, they always take these little sayings, hallelujah, from the Bible and put a twist on it. And that's like they came up with some magical philosophy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But this is the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So somebody said, well, Elder, how do I deal with sin? How do I deal with temptation? And the issue, praise God, hallelujah, the person was telling me, I've been praying, hallelujah, to take the temptation out of my life. Praise God, hallelujah. I've been asking God to take the temptation out of my life, but the temptation is still there. Glory to God, hallelujah. So is God not hearing my prayer? Am I not praying correctly? Hallelujah. What's the issue here? Hallelujah. I've been saved. I've been fasting. I've been praying. I've been doing all these things. But the temptation is still in my life. Why is that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's go to Genesis. Praise God.
Hallelujah. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Genesis chapter 2. Amen. And we are going to begin at verse number 7. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7. Praise God. Amen. And it says, and the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground, and brings it to his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living soul. Praise God. So God created man. Hallelujah. And then it says, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and he put the man whom he had formed. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God took the man, hallelujah, which he made, and he put him in the garden that he formed. Now let's look at verse number 9. He says, and out of the ground, out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. And the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Praise God. So God, watch this, because we blame the devil a lot. God made man. And after God made man, he placed him, hallelujah, into a situation where temptation was there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God is the one that put it there. Praise God. Hallelujah. And see, we ask God to remove the temptation. Hallelujah. The devil put this temptation. Hallelujah. The devil got this woman working at my job. Hallelujah. He know what I like. Look what the devil done did. The devil got this man flagged in my DMs, and his profile picture looked like the man of my dreams. Glory to God. The enemy has put all this money in front of my face. Praise God. And I can get it through illegal means. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil did this. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when I read the book of Genesis, it clearly tells me that God made the man, then he took the man and put him in the garden. And after he put him in the garden, then he put the temptation there. Praise God. He not only put the life, hallelujah, he put the knowledge of good and evil, praise God, not just anywhere. He put it in the middle. The midst means the middle. Hallelujah. Praise God. He put it right in the middle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then look what he tells him. Drop down to verse number 15. We're still in Genesis chapter 2, verse number 15. It says, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Glory to God. So we read it, but we never really think about it. He said, the Lord God took the man, put him in the garden, into the garden of Eden, to dress it and to keep it. Now, let's look up some words. Now, when we look at the word dress, hallelujah, that word dress means to make or set straight, or to arrange in a line or proper intervals, or to prepare for use of service. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God commands the man to dress and to keep the garden. Watch this. To keep means to retain in one's possession or power, or to refrain from granting or giving or allowing. And the third definition is to have control. Glory to God. So the Lord God put man in the garden and told him, praise God, hallelujah, to keep it, to make or to set it straight, to arrange it, hallelujah, to prepare it for use, and also to retain in his possession or to take control of it. Glory to God, hallelujah. So this was our assignment in the beginning. And if you recall, when they asked Jesus about divorce, hallelujah, he was specifically talking about divorce. But what he said can be said about every aspect of our lives.
When they said, should we get a divorce? He said, it should be like it is, like it was in the beginning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Burrell calls it the original. It should be like it is originally. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so originally, God took man, put him in the garden, and told him to maintain it and to take control of it. Praise God. Now notice when you read verse number 15. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's go back down to, hallelujah. Amen. Now let's stay on verse number 15. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he told him to keep it. Hallelujah. And to dress it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then in verse 16 and 17, he says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Praise God. So the command, amen, was him not to eat of this tree, not to indulge of this tree. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the tree, watch this, the tree is still in the garden. Praise God. So the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is still in the garden. Praise God. So that tree still has to be kept, and it still has to be dressed. Hallelujah. Praise God, because it's in the garden. He didn't say amen when he said, I want you to keep it, to dress and keep the garden except for this one tree. He said, no, I want you to dress and keep the entire garden, praise God, and I you can eat of any tree in this garden except for one. So he instructed him, hallelujah, not to eat of it, not to dress it. That's why I always say, where did Eve get that from? Remember when the Satan asked Eve said not to eat it or touch it. But God never said not to touch it. Praise God. You read it for yourself right there, Genesis 2:15. He never said not to touch it. Praise God. He just said don't eat of it. Praise God. So watch this. That means the temptation that's right in the middle of my situation, hallelujah, has to be maintained, and I have to take control of it. See, I want to chop the tree down and get rid of it altogether. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want that girl that started at the job to quit. I want them hustlers to quit hitting my phone number. I want these guys to quit sliding at the end. Glory to God. I want these kind of things to stop. I want it to come to an end. Remember last week I read a scripture, amen, I believe Luke chapter 17. It's impossible. Hallelujah. But offenses will come. These things are going to happen. These things will happen in your life. You have to what? Maintain it and take control of it. Praise God. Because you can't let that tree is in the garden. I can't keep all the other trees of the garden maintained. Hallelujah. I used to do landscaping. I don't know if y'all know anything about landscaping. Hallelujah. But you got to cut branches out, man. Hallelujah. You got to cut grass. You got to trim hedges. Hallelujah. I got to maintain this thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in order to maintain it, amen, praise God, I got to maintain this tree too. I can't have the rest, watch this. I can't have the rest of my situation looking perfect. Hallelujah. And here it is. The temptation is growing all out. Glory to God, because the longer I allow it to grow all willy-nilly, the moment I allow it to grow all wild, amen, praise God, means, hallelujah, the more maintenance I'm going to have to do to get this temptation under control, because I didn't try to take control of it. I just let it grow all willy-nilly. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's those thoughts. Remember, Jesus said, hallelujah, you have been told, hallelujah, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say, if you have already committed adultery, hallelujah, in your heart, hallelujah, in your mind, the heart is the mind. If you already did it in your mind, hallelujah, you done already done it. Praise God. This is almost like when your mama used to tell you, y'all ladies know, if you kiss that boy, you're going to get pregnant. Alice, kissing that boy ain't going to get you pregnant. It's what the kissing leads to. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. So you have to maintain that. Hallelujah. And you have to take control of that. Praise God, because if you don't, it will grow out of control. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is valuable knowledge and information for us to have so we can stop trying to pray the temptation away. We ask God to lead us not into temptation. God ain't going to lead us in it, but it's still there. Hallelujah. It's not going nowhere. That girl ain't going to quit her job just because you're attracted to her. Glory to God. Them guys is not going to stop sliding in your DM, even though you only got a profile picture of your face. Glory to God. Why are they doing that? Glory to God, because that's your temptation. Glory to God. So one part that I'm trying to get over is, hallelujah, amen, we got to understand that temptation is going to exist. Hallelujah. These opportunities for sin will come. Glory to God. It's just up to us, amen, when they do come, right in the middle. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why I got to be so close? Right in the middle. Why her death couldn't be way at the end? Hallelujah. Why they had to put her death right next to mine? Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Why this plan had to be so good to get this money? Praise God. It looks like we could get away with this. Why did it have to be so good? Glory to God, because it's right in the middle of your situation, and you need the money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got some things going on at home between you and baby. Hallelujah. And little mama giving you conversation at work. Hallelujah. Your husband ain't said nothing about your hair, but this guy, hallelujah, complimented your hair been like this for 3 weeks, glory to God. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, he come complimenting you on it, and you getting all warm and fuzzy on the inside, glory to God. That is the temptation, and you have to maintain it and take control of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next scripture. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Praise God. Hallelujah. So far we had, hallelujah, we perished because we rejected the knowledge. Hallelujah. Amen. The knowledge was given, but we rejected it. I don't want to hear that. Hallelujah. Praise God. It don't make sense to me that God would allow a temptation to be in my midst. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. It don't make sense to me that God won't take the temptation away. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you got to reset your thinking to the point, this temptation ain't going away. Glory to God. You work that job. You work that register. That money going to be in the rest. Hallelujah. You're going to be tempted to take a twist. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to be tempted to embezzle and underrange something. Hallelujah. If that's your temptation. So you can't pray that away. That's your job. That's what you do. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to work with your coworkers. So you got to figure out a way. I can conversate with this man, or I can conversate with this member of this opposite sex. Praise God, hallelujah, and stay with this and maintain, hallelujah, a working relationship and not let it go any further. I got to take control of my feelings and my emotions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, when we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, hallelujah, he's talking to Paul. Praise God, hallelujah. Paul is talking to us about what he went through with Jesus, with God, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Those of you that don't know, Paul got a story about it, how he had a thorn in his side. And none of us really know what the thorn is, because he was talking in a metaphoric state. He can literally have a thorn in his side. If you got a thorn in your side, all you got to do is pull it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was talking metaphorically. Metaphorically, there was something going on with him. Just like the rest of men and women of God. There's something going on with us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know we don't talk about it. We won't admit it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all see us up there preaching and we look so holy and so anointed and so determined when we preach. Y'all see that zeal we have for God that you just don't know. Hallelujah. Praise God. I like the way that dress stood on sister. Lord have mercy. Lord forgive me. Hallelujah. You just don't know what's going on in the man of God's head. Yes, she's holding on to her husband's arm. Hallelujah. She's holding it tight because, you know, I got to maintain the way I'm feeling about Deacon so-and-so because he looks good in that suit today. Lord have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And some of us think, Lord, why me? Because y'all look at us. Hallelujah. Amen. People that, amen, that you don't see Jesus. Praise God. You don't see lying. You don't see stealing. You don't see us fornicating. You don't see us doing all this stuff. Praise God. So you say, Lord, why am I the one being tempted by this? Hallelujah. And this is something else we got to get out of our mind, that I'm the only one that suffers with this. Glory to God. I'm the only one that has this addiction. I'm the only one that noticed a woman coming down the street. Hallelujah. She ain't even cut the counter, but I heard a heel. So I knew it was a woman. Lord have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, he says, there has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. Praise God. And there's an alpha saying right there. Hey, man, so that means that's really a sentence, and they're putting two of them together. Praise God. So what he's saying, hallelujah, there's nothing, no temptation that has taken you. Praise God. That time, hallelujah, and thank God we ain't in the church, so you don't got to nod or raise your hand. That time you stole that money. That time you cheated on so-and-so. In that past relationship. Now, praise God, not this one, the past. Glory to God, hallelujah. But that time you lied. Hallelujah. And she said, how I look in these jeans. Baby, you look good in them jeans. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. All this stuff that we've done, praise God, and we sit back and the devil, this is what the enemy will do. The enemy will get into your head and say, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And you call yourself a child of God. Got your nerve to be sitting up at care church every Sunday. Praise God. And knowing, amen, that you got this going on with you. The devil will make you think you're a hypocrite. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because ain't nobody else going through this but you. Praise God. But he said there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's common to man. Hallelujah. This ain't something, amen, praise God, that hallelujah, amen, is just you. Because the enemy will have you thinking it's just you. So let's look at the word common. The word common means of or relating to the community at large. The community at large. So when we talk about statistics, we talk about percentage. Praise God. We say something like, and I'm making this up, 85% of black men don't graduate from high school, something like that. I made it up just now. Don't quote me on it. Praise God. But that's what God is saying. That's what Paul, the writer, is trying to get us to understand. Hallelujah. This is something that the majority of people deal with. Praise God. You're not the only one. R. Kelly ain't the only grown man that likes young girls. Hallelujah. I know a bunch of them got on TV and condemned him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I wanted to call them a bunch of liars because they, Lord have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we know, men, we know Praise God, hallelujah. Women, y'all know what y'all got going on with y'all. Praise God, hallelujah. But the enemy wants you to think it's just you. Praise God. This is common. Common. Hallelujah. Praise God. If we were in the church, I'd say you look to the left and look to the right. They suffering with the same thing you is. Hallelujah. This is common to men. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what is the temptation? Let's look up temptation. Temptation is the desire to do something, especially wrong or unwise. Praise God. It's desire to do something that's especially wrong or unwise. So that tells us that right there, before we even do it, we already know that it's wrong and it's unwise. That's why the enemy, praise God, can use it to condemn us in our minds. We condemn it ourselves. Praise God, hallelujah. Some of y'all in relationships, that other person been forgave you for, but you still feel bad about it. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're still suffering with it. Glory to God, hallelujah. You cheated on that woman, praise God, but God ain't stopped making women. Lord, God ain't stopped making the opposite sex just because you got in a relationship. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you may not admit it, hallelujah, amen, and don't even look at your spouse as you're buying. Praise God, hallelujah. But there are other people out there besides their spouse that you are attracted to. And you might say they're more attractive than your spouse. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your mate say, that ain't talking about me right there, baby. That ain't me. Praise God, hallelujah. But there are people out there that you are still attracted to. Yeah, remember that old song they used to sing? Hallelujah, amen. Pastor, I can't think of his name, but he's coming at his anniversary. I only have eyes for you. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy, if you don't stop lying, glory to God. You only got eyes for her when you're with her. Glory to God, hallelujah. And even when you're with her, you'll sneak a peek at somebody else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you sitting there, oh, Lord, why is it like this? Why am I like this? Glory to God. Lord, help me, praise God. God is saying you got to, hallelujah, maintain that temptation and take control of it. See, you got to take control of the temptation. You can't let the temptation take control of you. You got to change your way of thinking. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the first thing you got to change is the fact that the temptation is going to be there. It ain't going away. It's not going away. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of us that are real will tell you we are tempted to this day. Praise God. Hallelujah. And with the new dress code they have in churches now, hallelujah, we even more tempted when we go to church. We let tempted in the world, hallelujah, because now, amen, women are coming to church with tight clothes on, and they got men wearing tight suits. They call it fitted. Glory to God, and you can see every little bulge, every little nick and tuck, hallelujah. Praise God, temptation, dressing up to be temptation. Women wearing tights to work, hallelujah, pray like they can. Hallelujah, amen. And if you are asked a brother, hallelujah, they might not tell you, but if you ask them, it looks to us, it looks like you just dipped yourself in some paint and came on in. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because we can see everything. Glory to God. The temptation is there, but guess what? These women ain't going to stop dressing the way they dress. Hallelujah. These men ain't gonna stop, amen, doing the things they do to attract women. Pray, you know, we everything we do is to attract the woman. No, I had an argument on the table. The only reason a brother ever got a job, hallelujah, was to impress a woman. Otherwise, we stay at mama house in the basement and live off her social security. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But no, we had to get a job. Why? So we can impress a woman. So we can get a car. Why? So we can impress a woman. So we can get nice clothes. Why? So we can impress a woman. I used to tell the joke, you know why God made Eve? Hallelujah, because he said Adam, man, he wasn't doing nothing. The hedges was growing all out of control. He wasn't using the weed eater. Glory to God, hallelujah. It was just looking trashy down there. Hallelujah. And he said, this is not good. He need a woman. Hallelujah. Praise. Hey, you need to pick that up. You need to trim that over there. Look at them bushes over there. You really going to let this grow like this? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the temptation is going to be there. It ain't going nowhere, and it's common. You're not the only one. So don't feel bad. Glory to God. See, the enemy is trying to make us feel bad. I feel bad about this. Hallelujah. This makes me sick to my stomach that I think this way. Hallelujah. I saw a girl get off the school bus, could have been no 16, 15 or 16 elder, and Lord have mercy, the thoughts that ran through my head. Glory to God. You ain't the only one, brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They married them girls at 13 in the third world countries. You ain't the only one. It ain't just you and R. Kelly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ladies, it ain't just you and the school teacher. Hallelujah. Amen. That found that young boy attractive. Hallelujah. This is common. So we got to get it in our heads. This is common. Because, you know, when people get arrested, we talk about it. Oh, Lord. When they get caught in the church, oh, I can't believe the pastor was sleeping with so-and-so, and you sleeping with somebody else. Lord have mercy. Praise God. This is common. But what we need to not be common is indulging in the temptation. Hallelujah. This is the problem. That's common too. But that's up to us for it not to be common. Yeah, it's common that we all tempted, but it ain't got to be a common thing that we all indulge in temptation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But look what he says, hallelujah, after he says this is common. After Paul lets it know, look, you ain't the only one going through. Praise God. He says, but God is faithful. And then he paused, there's a comma. God is faithful. Let's look up faithful. The word faithful, hallelujah, means remaining loyal and steadfast, unwavering, firm, or committed. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God is loyal, and he's steadfast, and he's unwavering. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the writer is setting us up to tell us something. Hallelujah. But because before I can tell you God do something, first I got to give you God's character on this subject. And really on every subject. That's how God is. Hallelujah. But being specifically about this stuff, the writer wants us to know God is unwavering in what I'm about to say. God is steadfast in what I'm about to say. God is firm in what I'm about to say. He is committed, hallelujah, to what I'm about to say. And look what he says. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. Oh, Lord, that's good right there. Hallelujah. Who will not suffer you? That word suffer means to allow or to permit. Hallelujah. He says, I will not permit you or allow you to be tempted above that ye are able. One version, I believe, said above thy measure. Above thy measure. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, there's a limit. This ain't Master P. Master P said, ain't no limit. Hallelujah. But it's a limit on the temptation, praise God, that you are able to go through. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a limit. Hallelujah. And he says, I will not allow you to be tempted above which ye are able. Hallelujah. Praise God. So now we gotta go back. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me every time I was tempted, it was a temptation that was tailor fit, hallelujah, amen, to me. Praise God. Let me say this. It was tailor fit to me. In other words, God said, I will not allow you to be tempted above which you are able. I know what you can endure and what you can't. And I'm not going to allow you to endure something that you can't handle. Praise God. Now, this is where this blows up. Praise God. Because that means I've been lying to myself. I've been lying to myself. Oh, y'all understand. She was fine. She was fine. She was fine. I was just sitting on the sofa minding my own business, and she just came out half naked, and it was too much. I couldn't take it. I couldn't resist it. That's a lie. That's a lie, because it was tailor made to fit me. He wouldn't have put a woman in front of me that I can't resist. Oh, Lord. Praise God. All them times we fell short of the glory, every time we indulged in the temptation, every time we fell in the sin, we didn't have to. Hallelujah. We were strong enough to fight off the temptation. But the problem is we don't know that, because the devil tries to make temptation seem greater than us. Hallelujah. This is a big, that means like this. If I get locked in a strip club, glory to God, hallelujah, I can't come out the strip club saying that I got locked in a strip club, y'all. Come on, man. Y'all got to cut me some slack for that. 20 naked women in there. Glory to God. Y'all think I wasn't going to fall? Well, no, I wasn't expecting you to. Why not? Because God said he will not allow you to be tempted above which you are able. So that means if you were locked inside a strip club with 20 naked strippers, that you was able to resist that temptation. When we bust down the door, they should have been in a circle around you and you sitting on the stage teaching Bible study. Hallelujah, amen. We sitting to bust the door down and you in there popping bottles, hallelujah, making it rain. Lord have mercy. Praise God. But we will lie to ourselves and say, hallelujah, amen. I couldn't. Come on, Elder. Look at her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at her. Praise God. Elder, look at him. Hallelujah, amen. That's the finest man I ever seen outside of TV. Hallelujah, amen. I couldn't pass that up. Hallelujah, amen. Elder, did you know how much money that was? Hallelujah. If I would have hit that lick, I would have been set for life. Praise God, but you might end up doing life. Praise God, hallelujah. At least 10 to 20. Glory to God, and you might get out early on good behavior, hallelujah. Praise God, but you wouldn't have been in there if you would have resisted the temptation. Praise God, but the Lord told me, he said, the reason why a lot of us don't resist it is because we think, we actually believe that we can't handle it. We actually thought it was too much. Praise God. And we programmed ourselves. I always say the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. We have programmed our subconscious mind with this information. Hallelujah. And that's what's coming out. It reflects in our actions. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we think you think your conscious mind is in control. Hallelujah. So how many times have you been in a situation? Let me talk about myself. I've been in a situation, hallelujah, amen, in the past where I was with a girl that wasn't my wife at the time. Hallelujah. We was doing something we wasn't supposed to be doing. And the whole while my conscious mind is saying this is wrong. My conscious mind is saying we need to stop this. Your conscious mind is saying, amen, this ain't right. Hallelujah. Amen, but my body ain't stopped. Lord have mercy. Praise God. Because I programmed myself that this is too much for me to have. Hallelujah. I programmed myself that I had to fall in this temptation. Glory to God. And then we lie and we come to church and we say, Lord, forgive me, I slipped. Hallelujah. No. Let's stop lying. We did not slip. Hallelujah. We walked up to the hole, looked down at how deep it was, and jumped. We didn't slip. Glory to God. Because your conscious mind is telling you this is wrong. But you program your subconscious, hallelujah, amen, you can't resist it. Hallelujah. This you've been looking for a Halle Berry. You've been looking for a Nicki Minaj. Hallelujah. Amen. You've been looking for one of these girls. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, boom, one that landed on your lap. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I wanted to stay right there on my left. I can't turn this down. This is too much. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the Bible is telling us God is faithful. And he will not allow you to be tempted above with that ye are able. But watch this. Hallelujah. So now, watch this. Wait, let me backtrack. So first of all, amen, the sin ain't going away. It's there. God, glory to God. Hallelujah. God put it there. And then he told you not to do it. Hallelujah. Amen. I ain't lying. Watch it. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. It's other gods out there. Hallelujah. Balaam. Hallelujah. Meshach. Meshach, however you say it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. All these other foreign gods, they out there. Hallelujah. Dolce and Gabbana is a god. Gucci is a god. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got all these other things. He say, hey, but you can't have none before me. So he didn't take them away. He allowed them to still be in your vicinity, but gave you instruction. He told you, don't not sleep with another man's wife, but that ain't going to stop another man's wife from coming around you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those of you that suffer with homosexuality, he said not to sleep with your own kind, but it ain't going to stop your own kind who is suffering with the same thing you suffering from coming around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe you just need to be a eunuch. Hallelujah. Amen. And just devote your life to God. Praise God. Because the temptation, and even then, praise God. Hallelujah. You see how many Catholic priests, glory to God, are suffering with that same thing. So you cannot escape the temptation. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God said, amen, hallelujah, that it's common. You ain't the only one. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't the only one suffering with what you suffering with, but God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted above thy measure. She wasn't that fine. That's the truth. He wasn't that sexy, ladies. He wasn't. Hallelujah. He just talked a good game. He had a good mouthpiece on him. He wasn't all that. Hallelujah. And you realize afterwards, he wasn't all that. Hallelujah. You realize, fellas, afterwards, hallelujah, I got to get out of here and go home. This wasn't even all that. Hallelujah. Praise God. You get all that time for doing that robbery. Hallelujah. Time you can never get back. You should have just got this up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you thought your circumstances were bigger than God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he will not allow you to be tempted above thy measure, above which you are able to handle. You can handle it. Praise God. That's what we got to start telling each other. Hallelujah. That's what you got to start telling yourself. I can handle that. Praise God. That ain't nothing to me. She really ain't that fine. I ain't going to lie to you. She really ain't that fine. Did you see her peek or toe? Hallelujah. You got to find something. Did you see her pinky toe? She wore sandals, too, and that pinky toe was out. I was like, oh, no, I can't do it. Because you got to know that you can resist that temptation. Glory to God. But watch this. But will with the temptation. With the temptation. We're trying to pray it away. With the temptation also make a way to escape. Oh, look, you could have got out of there. Hallelujah. I look back, hallelujah, when I was sitting in that woman's house. Hallelujah, amen. While my man was at work, I'm sitting in this woman's house, and she come out the restroom half naked. I could have got up and left. Glory to God. I could have stopped in the middle before it got too far. There was a way of escape, but guess what? If I didn't know it, be back to the lack of knowledge. If I didn't know there was a way of escape, I won't look for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's like being trapped in a haunted house. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there's a door to get out, but I don't know there's a door to get out. So I'm just scared. I'm just frightened. Hallelujah. And all these other things. Why? Because, praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't look for the way out because I didn't know it was there. But God wants you to know today, if you're called in, if you're listening, hallelujah, if you're watching, God wants you to know there is a way of escape. Hallelujah, praise God. So when you see, he said, with the temptation, hallelujah. So when you saw her, when you saw him, when that money-making opportunity came, when that fornication thing came, whatever it was, hallelujah, once you recognize temptation, hallelujah, you got to look for the door. Hallelujah, you got to look. Let's look at the word escape. That word escape means to break free from confinement or, watch this, or control. Hallelujah. You got to break free from being controlled by your temptation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the moral temptation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can get into other temptations. We can get into food. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can get into ice cream and cookies. Hallelujah. We can get into alcohol and cigarettes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can get into with every temptation. Hallelujah. There's a way of escape. Praise God. I didn't have to buy them cigarettes the other day. I could have walked out the door of the gas station. That was a way of Lord have mercy. Help me, Lord. That was a way of escape. The door was right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When that woman came and did what she did to you, you could have escaped. Hallelujah. When that brother started whispering them sweet things in your ear, that was a way to escape. Praise God. Hallelujah. But instead of escaping, we sit there and indulge. Hallelujah. Amen. What the Bible say? Hallelujah. I don't care if sin is good for a season. I don't want it. I'm paraphrasing. Glory to God. I don't care if it is good for a season. Hallelujah. I don't want it because you know why? Hallelujah. After that season of me planting this sin, sooner or later, I'm going to have a harvest. I'm going to have a harvest. Glory to God. Praise God. And the harvest, we always say, it's in your mind. It's in your mind. See, you done so much. Praise God. You start accusing people of doing stuff you done. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because you planted that seed and you don't ever know how it's going to come back to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we got to break free and escape confinement or control of our temptation. Watch this. And he says that ye may be able to bear it. Not get rid of it. You can bear it. You can stay at that job and work side by side with that woman without hitting on. Glory to God. You can work around all that money without sticking a 20 in your pocket. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can be around people with you know that irritable demeanor and not go off and cut them out. Hallelujah. You can drive on the freeway and get cut off. Praise God, and not flip off. Hallelujah, the other driver. Praise God, hallelujah. Because you can bear it. You can take it. Praise God, hallelujah. But if you don't know this, hallelujah, amen, guess what you're going to do? You're going to fall into temptation because you don't have this knowledge. This is important knowledge to know. See, we always tell people, stay away from it. You ain't got to do it, blah, blah, blah. But we never look in the Bible and see this temptation is here. And it ain't going nowhere. Social media ain't going nowhere. The internet ain't going nowhere. So every time you click on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, hallelujah, them Instagram models going to pop up. Glory to God, hallelujah. praise God, these swole cop diesel UPS workers. Glory to God, got their shirts off, flexing their muscles in the camera for you, ladies. Glory to God, hallelujah. That ain't going to go away. Hallelujah, that ain't going to stop. Guys are not going to stop hitting on y'all. Hallelujah, praise God. That ain't going to stop. Praise God, hallelujah. But with the temptation, there is a way of escape so that you will be able to bear it. Hallelujah. Yeah, y'all are all along on the elevator, and the elevator just stopped. Lord, Hammer. Elder Hammer, get out of this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. With the knowledge, hallelujah, that if God put me in this situation, he knows I can take it. Glory. See, the devil knows something about you that you don't. He knows that whatever temptation come your way, hallelujah, that you are able to bear it, that you are able to escape it, hallelujah, amen, that you are able to put up with it, praise God, hallelujah, but since you don't know, the secret, he's going to mess with your mind because you don't know. Praise God, hallelujah. Remember when Job chapter 2, somewhere around verse 6, hallelujah, that might have been the second time. The devil came. Praise God. See, his job is to tempt you. Hallelujah. Amen. I always look at it this way. Y'all might disagree, but this is how I look at it. It says the sons of God came before the throne of God, and Satan came with them. To me now, it sounds like an employee meet. Hallelujah. And this one employee, hallelujah, his job is to what? Walk back and forth among the earth to see who he can devour. That's his job. Remember when Jesus got baptized, the Bible say the Spirit led him to the wilderness to be tempted by the tempter, to be tempted by the devil. The New Testament calls him the tempter. Hallelujah, praise God. It's his job to try to knock you off. It's his job to try to get you to fall short. Hallelujah. And what he ain't, but he's not using nothing new. He's using what God already put in. Remember when he tried to tempt Jesus? What did he eat? He used the word of God. Yeah, he did. Don't the Bible say, don't the word say, the script say, if you jump off there, you won't even dash your foot upon the stone before the angels will scoop you up? Hallelujah. The devil uses what God already has to try to tempt you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The devil tries to use what's good. Let's go back to the garden. Remember what the serpent did? Hallelujah. He used what God made. God made that tree. God put that tree in the midst of the garden. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he used that, amen, to trick Eve, praise God, and got mankind trying to fall short of the glory. But there was a way out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But just maybe, maybe Adam didn't know it was a way out. Maybe Eve ain't know it was a way out. Praise God. But Jesus said something like this. Hallelujah. The prophets of past, the people of the old days, they wish they had what you got now. I'm paraphrasing. We got the word of God now. We got the Bible. The acronym for Bible is basic instructions. Basic instructions. Basic. Hallelujah. These are the simplified instructions. Hallelujah. This ain't even that deep. Praise God. Hallelujah. These are basic instructions before leaving earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, if we don't use these instructions, hallelujah, how will we ever know if they work? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because people will do that. I know what the Bible say, but hallelujah. I know the Bible say not to get a divorce. This woman got on my nerves. I can't take it no more. I'm out of here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know the Bible says don't cheat. Praise God. But things ain't going right at home. I just got me a little side piece just until everything's smooth over at the house. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you allowing something that ain't as strong as you to control you. Praise God. He says, say that again. You are allowing a temptation which ain't as strong as you. Yeah, I said ain't. It ain't as strong as you, but you are allowing it to control you. Hallelujah. Maybe that's why God said I provided a way of escape so that you can bear it. See, escape, we think we're getting away from it. No, not physically. You escaping it in your mind. You escaping it in your mind by planning this information. Now I know that that she really wasn't that fine. See, we realize it afterwards. You can reflect on your past and say, I could have got out of that. Hallelujah. You know, in hindsight, retrospect, when you look back on something, hallelujah. But when you're in it, you can say that today and then be in the same thing tomorrow, and then hallelujah, Friday come and you reflecting back on Thursday saying, I could have beat that. I didn't have to. But we got to program ourselves that when we in the situation, glory to God, hallelujah, that when we in it, I can bear this. I can take this. She ain't that fine. I remember. We have to remember. See, a lot of people think religion got to do with going to heaven, religious rituals and all that, the feast, the tenth, and the fast, and the day of Pentecost. That ain't for us to go to heaven. That ain't a requirement to go to heaven. God asked us to do all these things so we could what? Remember. Remember. He said make a tradition out of it so that you will remember what I did for you. Because we forget. We forget. God just paid that light bill last month, miraculously. Hallelujah. Here it is this month, the light bill due again, and here you are being anxious. After he told you don't be anxious for nothing, here you are being anxious again, even though you know consciously he paid the light bill he made a way last month. But subconsciously, you programmed yourself, hallelujah, to worry. Hallelujah, when the pink slip comes. Praise God, hallelujah. And we have got to reprogram our mind. Hallelujah, praise God. No temptation. Hallelujah, amen. No problem. I ain't even dealing with problems, hallelujah. But no problem is greater than me. Hallelujah, praise God. No temptation is greater than me. Glory to God. God built me like this. Hallelujah. When people say I'm built different, we all are. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm not going to let you claim that by yourself. I'm built different too. Glory to God, hallelujah. I can handle some things that you don't think I can. Why is you handling it, Elder? Because the Bible told me I could. Hallelujah, praise God. See, a lot of times, amen, people do things and accomplish things not because they so much believed in themselves, but they knew somebody else believed in them. Hallelujah. I don't think many men went on to be successful after they said, I don't think I can do this, baby. I don't think I can be successful in this. But their wives told them or their kids told them, baby, you can do anything. I believe in you. Well, God is telling us tonight, he believes in us. Praise God. God says, I believe in you. How can I believe in you? Because I built you. I built you. Glory to God. I know your construct. Praise God. Hallelujah. I heard one person compare it to when you build a building. When you build a building, a skyscraper, one of them tall buildings in the sky, the architect accounts for the wind, he accounts for the rain, he accounts for the lightning, he accounts for tornadoes, hurricanes, snow, praise God, and he designs and builds that building to withstand the elements, praise God, that are already there. elements that are gonna happen. It ain't no use to building a building saying, I hope the wind don't blow. Because it's going to blow. Hallelujah. It's going to snow. It's going to rain. Hallelujah. Praise God. A hurricane going to come. A tornado going to come. An earthquake. Hallelujah. These things are going to happen. So the designer, the architect builds it. And the whole time he's building it, he's thinking about these things. And he's designing it to withstand these things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Watch this. Jeremiah 1 and 5, and we're getting ready to close. God said, before I formed thee in the belly. Uh-oh. Hallelujah. Are you thinking about what he said? Before I formed you. Before. So before your mama got with your dad, I was already designing you. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee to be a prophet unto the nations. So before you came out the womb, he said, before I even started putting my hands on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, that's how God, see, when we go back to Genesis, if you read Genesis chapter 1 real good, you'll notice that God spoke everything. He spoke it. But when it came down to man, he got down on his hands and knees and scooped up the ground and began to form us. So God personally designed us. And Jeremiah is saying, I haven't stopped designing you. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm just not designing you, hallelujah, like I designed Adam. I'm designing you before, amen, I even make you. And when I form you, I'm forming you in your mother's belly. Hallelujah. And I'm making you to, I sanctify you. I set you apart. Sanctify simply means to be set apart. It don't mean to wear long dresses and big church hats. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's not what sanctified means. No, sanctified simply means to be set apart, to be different. I don't do what you do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we think sanctified means wearing a suit and a dress. Hallelujah. I've seen all the old movies. That's the same thing y'all wore to the club. Hallelujah. Back in the day, it looked like you could wear the same thing to the club that you wore to church. So that can't be being sanctified. So before he made me, he sanctified me. Hallelujah. Amen. He set me apart. Hallelujah. He designed me specifically to withstand the elements of the wild. Praise God. And that's how he designed you. People walk around, I'm him, I'm her. You him too. You her too. Praise God. Hallelujah. It ain't going to never be another woman like my mama. My mama was the most faithfulest, most this, that, and the other. No. First of all, don't you ever excel another human being over you if they ain't Jesus. Praise God. And even Jesus said, greater things you going to do than I have. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't never think somebody is stronger than you. Let me drop this nugget. Billy Graham, y'all know Billy Graham. Everybody know Billy Graham. I know teenagers know Billy Graham, and Billy Graham been dead for a few years now. Hallelujah. But Billy Graham, hallelujah, was like the biggest evangelist in the world. Hallelujah. This might be controversial. Coming behind Jesus. Hallelujah. Billy Graham goes somewhere, and everybody coming down to get saved. And Billy Graham said this. He said, I am not going to allow myself to be alone with a female. Watch this. I have no intention of cheating on my wife. Hallelujah. I have no intentions of committing fornication. Glory to God. But I'm not going to put myself in a situation because I've seen, hallelujah, what happened with so-and-so. I ain't going to say his name. Y'all know so-and-so and the other so-and-so. And y'all might know a few more so-and-so pastors, hallelujah, that fell victim to temptation. Hallelujah, praise God. And it seems like the pastor ought to know there's a way of escape. Praise God, hallelujah. But Billy Graham said, I'm gonna make a way of escape. Hallelujah. Praise God. That this temptation doesn't overtake me. Because it's common, hallelujah, but me falling ain't got to be. My thoughts are common, but me indulging in my thoughts ain't got to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as I wrap this up, praise God, because of time's sake, I'm going to wrap it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. First, we got to not reject the knowledge of God. We only lack the knowledge because we reject it. Hallelujah. And from reading the Bible, we can see that in the beginning, hallelujah, God put man in the garden with the temptation. Hallelujah, with the temptation. And then at the nerve to tell us, hallelujah, to keep it. Hallelujah, praise God, and to dress it. Just don't eat of it. Glory to God, hallelujah. So I got to keep it, I got to maintain and take control of the temptation in my life. And how do I do that? By knowing 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, that there is no temptation, hallelujah, that is common. It's all common. Yeah, he said, that dude stand over there, and you look at him like, oh, I wish I could be like Reverend so-and-so. Hallelujah. I wish I could be like Elder Prevost. He always up under his wife. Praise God. He acts like he don't see no other women around. I see him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I see him and she know I see him. Praise God. Well, a long time ago before we left Houston, hallelujah, it was this woman. She just stood up. And my wife said, did you see her? I lied. I said, no. Boy, stop lying. You saw her. If I saw her, you saw her. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you need some, if you saw, I saw. Praise God, hallelujah. But what am I doing? I am taking control of the temptation and using the way of escape so that I can bear it. It's all in my mind. It's in my mind that she that fine. Hallelujah, amen. That might be a body suit she got on under there. When she take that off, all that line will fall out. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Amen. He looks sexy. He got a six pack. If he got a six pack and bicep, praise God, you gotta be wondering, do we got a job if he got this much time to work out? I mean, praise God, he's sexy, but do he got a job? Hallelujah, because he ain't an athlete. I don't know what he's working out for. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. That go back to the temptation. That's an unwise decision. Hallelujah. But with the temptation, there's a way of escape that I can bear it. So everybody goes through this, not just me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not just me. Hallelujah. Amen. We all go through it. We sit next to each other acting like, hallelujah, we ain't nothing wrong. But God told us in the scripture, that's a lie, that they lie to you. They go through stuff too. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people are trying to make you think they don't go through nothing. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. But we all go through something. We all battling something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we want to lie and say we ain't. It ain't me. I've been saved. Once I went down to the out. Now keep in mind, hallelujah. When Paul was writing 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, he was talking to people, hallelujah, who had been converted to Christianity. He was talking to people that were saved. Praise God, hallelujah. Because people say, oh, when I got saved, the Lord took all the temptations I had away. Really? Praise God, all of them. Praise God, hallelujah. So I guess you don't, at night when you get up and go to the bathroom, you all off. You just float. You just float to the bathroom because you holier than thou. Glory to God, because you ain't got nothing going on with you. Praise God, hallelujah. And that's why as men and women of God, we got to start being real so these people will know, me too. Me too, praise God. It ain't just you. Me too. The preacher too. The deacon too. The first lady too, the choir too, hallelujah, the prophet too, the bishop too, hallelujah, the apostle too. The whole fivefold ministry is suffering with something, hallelujah. And you know, because we always in the news, somebody always making a YouTube video about some shortcoming we done did. Hallelujah, praise God. And then we get up there and apologize. Hallelujah, praise God. And instead of correcting it, we go out there and do it again. Lord have mercy. Because we still think the temptation is greater than we are. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God sent me here to tell you, if you're watching, if you're listening, God sent me here to tell you, amen, that temptation is not that big. Hallelujah. Praise God. Temptation is everywhere, but it ain't greater than you. Praise God. Hallelujah. My church got like about 20 members, hallelujah, and 15 of them are women. Lord have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some woman out there, you probably listening, you go to a gym, ain't nothing at the gym but me. Lord hammer. Praise God. And but temptation ain't around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You trying to say they ain't fine, they ain't sexy. Glory to God. Stop lying. Glory to God. And just tell the truth. Yeah, I suffer with it. Hallelujah. But I win. Hallelujah. Like Pastor Alexis say, we winning. Hallelujah. Because I'm defeating these battles. I'm not allowing temptation to overtake my life, hallelujah, because I know I'm greater than the temptation. God built me to withstand it. Glory to God, hallelujah. So I don't have to fall to it, I don't have to indulge in it, hallelujah. And the temptation ain't got to go nowhere. It can stay right where it is, hallelujah, praise God, because God has given me the ability, the power, hallelujah, amen, to deny it, to escape it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I was going to talk about the fruits of the Spirit, but due to time, praise God, I'm just going to say it because you got the Holy Ghost. You really ain't got no excuse. Glory to God. Because not only, amen, do you also, did God make you like this? You were born with the ability to resist the temptation. You were born greater than your temptation. But now that you done got saved and you got the Holy Ghost, now you got God with you, advising you, hallelujah, telling you, you know, don't go there, turn left, don't turn right, don't say that to her. Glory to God, don't say that to him. Praise you. Don't bend over and pick that up, girl. Don't do that, girl. Don't do that. Hallelujah. Now you got the Holy Ghost. We really ain't got no excuse. Because the Holy Ghost should lead you back to the scriptures. Hallelujah. And the scriptures will tell you, praise God, the temptation is there. It ain't going away. Praise God. But God has built you. Hallelujah. What we always say, we are fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelously made. Believe it, because if we believe it, praise God, that means, amen, we wouldn't indulge in all the things we indulge in, because, hey, we can get past it. Hallelujah, amen. And a lot of times, amen, I'm really going to close with this statement. A lot of times, amen, we indulge in stuff we don't even like doing. Hallelujah, praise God. And then those movies when the woman come home, amen, after being out all night and she getting a shower and just scrub herself, and she's scrubbing her skin off and crying and doing all this because she indulged in something that she thought she could not control. Hallelujah, that she thought was in control of her because she did not know her construct. Hallelujah, she did not know she was constructed, hallelujah, to be better and greater, hallelujah, than any temptation that comes her way. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. So as we close tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, temptation be beaten. It's already, just like the devil, watch this, just like the devil's already defeated, temptation's already defeated.
Hallelujah. We have just got to believe it. We have got to program our minds with it. Hallelujah. Amen. We have got to repetitiously, hallelujah, get into the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to read all the scriptures I came across tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you're dealing with sin, temptation, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, read that on a daily. And say it. Read it out loud. Hallelujah. Because remember the woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says she said to herself. She repeated it to herself with her conscious mind. Hallelujah. Amen. And that what that did was reprogram her subconscious mind. Because if you recall before that, only the doctors can help me. Only medication can help me. But now my money out. I'm out of money, hallelujah, and I can't get no meds, praise God. So now I got to reprogram my thinking that I don't need this medicine. All I need is Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. And that's what we say tonight. All you need is the word. Jesus fought every temptation with the word. And the word tonight is, hallelujah, that you are greater than your temptation. You are stronger and mightier than your temptation. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, hallelujah, and you are above able to conquer anything that comes in your path. Praise God, hallelujah. You just got to believe it, hallelujah, and you have to receive it, and then you can watch it work in your life. Remember, God is faithful. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, is faithful. He is remaining loyal, steadfast, unwavering, firm, and committed. Praise God. And I'm going to leave you with this last scripture. We're going to open up the line. Hallelujah. I believe it's Numbers 19 and 23, or it might be 23 and 19. I remember it because those are me and my wife's birthdays. Hallelujah. But it says, God is not a man that he shall lie, nor a son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, will he not do it? In other words, God ain't a man, but he a man of his word. I know that don't make no sense, but it do. Hallelujah. He ain't a man, but he is a man of his word. He is such a man of his word that when it came time to talk to Abraham, he swore by himself, I swear by me. Hallelujah. Pray. God said on God. Hallelujah. God said on God. Glory to God. And God is saying tonight, oh God, I have given you the tools. It's already in you. This ain't nothing you're trying to get. It's already there. You just got to believe it, hallelujah, and receive it, praise God, on tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. We was at Hosea 4 and 6, 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, Genesis chapter 2. 7 through 9 and Genesis chapter 2, 15 and 16. Hallelujah. Amen. So at your leisure, you can go back and study the shows thyself approved unto the Lord, because a workman need not be ashamed of rightfully dividing the word of truth. Because if it can be rightfully divided, hallelujah, that means it can also be wrongfully divided. Hallelujah. Praise God. So don't get me wrong. As good, it's a joke, as good as this message was, as much as the Spirit was flowing, praise God. Hallelujah. Go back, study to show thyself approved unto the Lord, because a workman need not be ashamed rightfully dividing the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word on today. Praise God. And I pray the Lord help me to practice this in my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I done conquered some things, but it's some more things that need to be conquered. Praise God. And now I know I am equipped to know. It ain't nothing I just got. It's something I already had in the bag. I just didn't know it was in the bag. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God on tonight for everybody called in, tuned in. We're going to open up the line at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're out there, if you're on Facebook or TikTok, hallelujah, you can leave a message in the comments. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or you can call in directly to our line. Hallelujah. Amen. At 774-220-4000. That's 774-220-4000. That access code is 786-7473. 786-7473. And we're going to open up the phone lines at this time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If anybody has a comment on the word tonight, if anybody wants to add to it, hallelujah, take away from it, or you have a testimony, prayer request, whatever the case may be, the line is open at this time. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight?
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, First Lady Rebecca. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. I just want to say that I enjoyed the word tonight. You know, sometimes we need to be refreshed about things because you're right. You know, we do have all the of the equipment we need, and my granddaddy's coming here, all the stuff that we need to conquer things that we go through. Because, like you said, he'll put the more on us than we are able. Hannah, my grandbaby, he took me here messing me, so he made me mess up. Anyway, so I want to say that I really enjoyed the word, you know, and stuff, and I just want to thank God, you let God keep using you, you know, to bless the people of God, and I just want you, you know, we go, well, I tell my time, look Matt, look at her, they ain't gonna be showing that to me, but I mean, you know it's there. He said, if I see it, he said he don't see it. And I pointed out to him, but you know what? No way, boy. But is it good to know that I have a God that in me that I can resist anything that comes my way if I want to resist it? So thank you for the word.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, First Lady Rebecca. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anyone else on tonight? Glory to God.
Well, amen. Thank God for the word, saying that we just got to make right choices. And so I know it's all about a choice. And we just got to make right choices. And so I appreciate the word.
Amen, amen. Well, thank God for Bishop Page on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, we thank God on tonight. Amen. Praise God for everybody that... I'm sorry, was someone else? I'm sorry.
No, I just say amen.
Oh, okay, okay. Amen, amen. Well, we thank God on tonight for everybody that called in and everybody that tuned in out there on TikTok and Facebook. Praise God, hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Amen. We will be this Sunday, praise God, 11 o'clock Sunday service at Care Church Incorporated. Praise God, hallelujah. Every Sunday. Hallelujah, 11 a.m., praise God, and we start on time. We don't start on colored people time, praise God, hallelujah. We start on time. So we invite you to come out, praise God, and see the illustrious praise team, glory to God, as they lift and magnify the Lord and get a good word, hallelujah, from our illustrious pastor as he brings forth a dynamic word, praise God, hallelujah. That's every Sunday, 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, 2501 Centennial Drive, Arlington, Texas. Hallelujah, praise God. We invite y'all out every Sunday. Come join us and have a wonderful time in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And every Wednesday night you can catch us right here. Amen. Praise God. On the prayer line, praise God, hallelujah, amen, with the Bible study, hallelujah, and Care Church, amen, where we are concerned about reaching everybody, amen, wants to reach you, amen. And we have an upcoming revival, hallelujah, on the weekend of October 20th through the 22nd, praise God. And we invite y'all out, 2501 Centennial Drive, praise God, hallelujah. That's at 7 o'clock that Friday night, praise God, hallelujah. I believe 6 o'clock. I got to get with Sister Zena about what time they want to start on Saturday, hallelujah. And we the time to be announced for the Sunday, hallelujah, amen. But it is going forward, hallelujah, the revival. And our theme is true repentance is a change of mind. Glory to God. So we invite y'all out. Praise God, hallelujah. Also, praise God, hallelujah, we want to give a shout-out, hallelujah, to Apostle Kenneth Bailey, praise God, New Life Bible Application Fellowship, praise God, hallelujah. Just a little plug for him, praise God. Every Saturday, 5 o'clock, hallelujah, amen. We are having service at New Life, hallelujah, Bible Application Fellowship, praise God. With Apostle Kenneth Bailey. Make sure y'all come out. Hallelujah. Amen. And patronize the Apostle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless you as well, Apostle. He's online. Bless you as well. The champion build is what we call him. Bless you as well, Apostle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any more prayer requests or anything before we pray us out on tonight? Amen, amen. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, amen, that there is no temptation that is common to man, hallelujah. But we also thank you, Lord, that you have built us to be bigger and greater and stronger than our temptations, Lord, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you for this knowledge, Lord. Help us to use this knowledge in our everyday lives, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. And we just thank you. Praise you and magnify you. And as we leave the line, but never from your presence, we simply pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of Care Church Incorporated, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody stay blessed. Y'all have a blessed night. And I always say, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget to say your prayers and just see with God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. Hallelujah. And we'll see y'all this weekend. Hallelujah. So y'all have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time. And I'm going to end it with this song. It's a blessing in the storm. That's that Kurt Franklin. Glory to God.
This album is dedicated to everybody that's been good. I hope you've enjoyed this record. I hope it's ministered to your heart and soul. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. And we'll be praying for your family too. I just got one more thing I want to leave with you. If you're going through something, family.
When I cannot feel spare all things. When I cannot feel melody.
Y'all wouldn't pray if you didn't go through something. And when you go through something, that's where you meet Jesus. Can I get a witness of this? And listen, if you're really sick in your body and feel like giving up, listen.
When the sickness won't leave my body.
Yes, sir.
When the pain just won't leave my soul.
This is all you gotta do.
I get on my knees.
Call on him, call on him.
There's a blessing in the storm.
I need a witness in
here. Help me sing it. There's a blessing in the storm.
Some of y'all have been in some bad relationships, and some of you had your heart broken and you've been lied to. I want to let you know that there is a lover named Jesus, and he will supply your every need. Family.
When I cannot see the love again.
Yes, sir.
And the raindrops cold. Heaven.
But if you just hold on.
If you just hold on.
These clouds.
Those clouds will soon be gone.
Yes, sir.
There's a blessing in store.
Come on, somebody.
Help me sing it.